So I've got here the most insane story of a nurse and a government going at it. So custom agents seize cash nurse has been saving to build a medical clinic, and they never charged her with a single crime. And not just cash. I'm talking real cash. 30 plus thousand dollars. All right, let me tell you the story and then we'll go ahead and then I'll start my screaming and yelling. So a registered nurse with over 3 decades of experience, Antonia Nawari, recently began running a week-long free medical clinic every year in Imo State, Nigeria, where she was born and raised. After saving more than $30,000, Antonia thought she finally had enough money to make the clinic a permanent thing. So listen. So on top of the fact that they're seizing this money, the $30,000, this $30,000 is going to help other human beings in places where healthcare isn't as well as it is here in America. And they just seized it and said, "Oh no, you can't get it. Let me tell you more." But last Halloween, just as Antonia was boarding her flight at George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, Customs and Border Protection CBP agents stopped her on the jetway. They began aggressively questioning her, demanding to know how long she's been in the country and how much money she was carrying. Antonia found the former questions offensive, since she has lived in the States since 1982 and has been an American citizen since 1994. Apparently unsatisfied by her answers, officers sliced open her luggage and seized all the cash, $41,377. That money included not only the funds for the clinic, but also financial assistance Antonia was carrying for her family members living in Nigeria, as well as cash to cover her travel expenses while abroad. And thanks to the nation's civil forfeiture laws, so this is what allows the government to just hold on to your money, no crime, no allegations, nothing. Just I can seize whatever I need to seize. Thanks to the nation's civil forfeiture laws, the federal government can seize cash even if they have never accused the owner of breaking the law. Based on CBP's own press release since last year, customs agents have seized at least 1 million, remember that, $1 million in cash at the nation's airport without filing criminal charges at all. In fact, CBP seized over $265,000 in undeclared or illicit currency on a typical day last year. That is absurd. So these civil forfeitures were meant for drug dealers, were meant for people that are, hiding money. I don't know what the embezzling, all of this craziness where people are just throwing cash and gambling and all of these crazy things. That's what the forfeiture was supposed to be, the civil forfeiture. That's what it was meant to go after. Those crazy drug lords that have insane amounts of cash that no one knows where it's from, and they seize it and say, "Until we can figure out how this money's become yours, you can have it back." She's a nurse. She's been saving this for over 3 decades. She's finally have enough money to give back to the community where she was from. And the government says, "Oh no, this is insanity." So Antonia has now partnered with the Institute for Justice, a public interest law firm, and filed a class action lawsuit against the agency's abuse pattern of behavior. After CBP formally notified Antonia of the seizure in November, she responded by requesting that her case be sent to a U.S. attorney for a court action. Under federal law, the government then had 90 days to file for forfeiture complaint. But prosecutors declined to pursue her case and let the deadline expire this month, the month of March. Once time ran out, the Civil Asset Forfeiture Reform Act, CAFRA, requires the federal government to promptly release the property. So after the time has run out, based on the laws they've set, they are supposed to hand back the money, clearly. But Antonia should have received the money months ago, and to this day she has not. Instead, CBP flatly refused to follow the law and told Antonia that it would only return her money if she signed a a hold harmless agreement that would shield the federal government from any and all lawsuits or claims related to the seizure of her cash. This is insane. This is insane. Antonia is being forced to trade one constitutional right, the right to possession of her own property, for her waiver of her constitutional rights, which means she should... It's insane. They're saying you need to give away your right to hold on to your own profession just so you can get the money back that you have earned hard work, working 3 decades of a nurse as being a nurse. It's just, I don't get it. I don't understand it. If it was a mistake, then give her her money back. If it was, you know, an accident, we thought something wrong, we just wanted to make sure, give her her money back. What is the goddamn problem here? It just doesn't make any sense to me. A hardworking lady just doing her thing, working as a nurse, giving back to the people, and we're still chasing her. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the kind of stories that just, you know, blow my mind. Help me understand this, please, and thank you. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast. I really do appreciate it because I believe in this podcast. But the truth is, this podcast is nothing without you. So I ask and plead with you to subscribe. And subscribe only if you liked the podcast, only if you felt like you got something from the podcast. And the only way I will know if you liked or disliked the podcast is if you rate and comment. So please, rate and comment away and do so honestly. If you loved it, give me the 5 stars. If you hated it, give me the 0. Give me the 1 star and tell me in the comment section what you loved, what you hated, what you don't agree with. So I can work and grow and become better for you, for us. So this Cue the Nurse podcast to grow into something special. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a good day, good night, enjoy, and come on back tomorrow for some more.